Welcome to one of the bonus episodes that I promised to publish for my podcast episode about the French-German photographer and painter Florence Henri. I'm Anja Guttenberger, and this is Bauhaus Faces. In this very short episode, Giovanni Battista Martini, head of the Florence Henri Archive in Genoa, Italy, and the Italian art historians Paola Rosina and Roberto La Carbonara will describe their favorite photos by Florence Henri in more detail for you. Please look out for the images on your smartphone or tablet while listening. As always, I added the photos to the chapters. Before we get started, just a very small request, dear listeners. If you like this or any other episode of Bauhaus Faces, or if you want to support this independent project, I would very much appreciate if you could take a moment and give Bauhaus Faces a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or a thumbs up on YouTube. And if you have any friends, family or colleagues who might be interested in Bauhaus Faces too, please recommend my podcast to them. This way you will help me grow our community even more. You can do this directly in Spotify and Apple Podcasts via SMS or WhatsApp, for example. And feel free to follow me on Instagram too. You can find me there as @BauhausFacesPodcast. You cannot imagine how thrilled I am every time a new subscriber is notified. It makes my heart leap with joy when I see that all the work I put in this project is reaching more and more Bauhaus fans and researchers. Thank you so much for that. Let's now finally start with Giovanni's, Paola's and Roberto's favorite photographs by Florence Henri. Enjoy! The last question, but it's for all three of you. Can you pick a favorite photo by Florence Henri and describe it a bit more detailed?
It's
very difficult for me to choose, but I want to talk about this photo called Portrait Composition from 1937. It was taken on the terrace of Rue Saint-Romain in Paris, where Florence Henri was living at the time. For me, it perfectly represents all the issues surrounding the representation of the real and the virtual. The photograph is divided exactly in two, and it is impossible to tell which part is real and which part is not. It shows a woman sitting in an armchair. Florence Henri used a model named Vonvon, a model she used several times for her photos. Vonvon is sitting quietly in one part of the photo. And in the other part, we see the shadow of the same chair, but it is empty. And we cannot understand which part of the photo is real and which part is reflected in a mirror. To compose this photo, she used a fairly large vertical mirror and positioned it in such a way that the two visions, the real and the virtual, are completely intertwined in a way that we cannot understand where one begins and the other one ends.
I think I'm going to choose a photograph. It's a photograph dated 1930. It's called Femme au Carte. And we see a model. She's laying on the floor, probably. So we see her face. Her eyes don't look in the camera, but her models never do. So we don't have a direct gaze or direct stare in the camera. Their eyes are always looking somewhere else. The face of the model is in the lower right corner. Then her right arm is raised over her head. And we see some like playing cards scattered in the upper part of the image. What I love in this image is that at first we just perceive it as a simple portrait. But then if you look at the image itself, you see there is a very, very careful composition of triangles. So she's working with triangles. We've got one at the lower left part, one at the top left, one larger at the right. And this gives like a circling movement. It's almost like a spiral, which gives a lot of depth to the image itself. At the same time, it's a very sensual image because of the way she used her blacks, which again, we should talk hours about the way she uses her black and whites and her ability of printing, which was technically astonishing. But what I really like is what lays underneath this portrait. It's just really a matter of composition always, but not for the sake of the composition. We don't get this at first. It's when we look carefully at it, we see all those triangles that give this swirling movement, so this depth to this picture.
The picture is a photograph of a window, an open window. And beyond these windows, there is a building, a very regular and architecture, a very geometric architecture. So we have different layer surface of this grid and this structure of the image. It's a photograph of 1927. I think in this image, there is the spirit, the sight of Florence Henry. Florence was always in this situation, in this position, in betweenness, between the interiorness and the external, between the grid and the overpassing ever grid, ever role, ever structure, and mainly between the real and the abstraction. Florence Henry was never an abstract painter or totally abstract painter and photograph, but always this remembering, this memory of reality and the idea of a new composition of view. The windows is a perfect metaphor of this situation in between, and also the possibility to close and open the memory, the fantasy, the imagination, and stay inside of a vision of external world. So I think this subject is not only the subject of a picture, but also a self-portrait of her own vision of life, I think.